Australia could soon provide sanctuary for Hong Kong citizens fleeing the territory after China this week enacted a controversial national security law. The Prime Minister says a proposal for safe haven visas will be presented to Cabinet soon.
When we have made a final decision on those arrangements, then I'll make the announcements. But if you're asking, are we prepared to step up and provide support, the answer is yes.
Scott Morrison speaking yesterday. It follows a similar move by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's offered to allow more than 3 million Hong Kongers with British national overseas passports to settle there. James Chan is a student and a member of the Australia-Hong Kong Link. It's a network of pro-democracy activists in Australia. Welcome to Breakfast, James.
Good morning, Geraldine.
And now, there have been hundreds of arrests in Hong Kong in recent days. Pretty extraordinary. How urgent is this decision by Australia in your judgment?
In my view, it definitely helps the people in Hong Kong, and especially those who are constantly under the threat of the regime, because obviously the police are arresting a lot of citizens every day. So it would help them in securing themselves and their assets, their families.
And you have joint citizenship, don't you? You're a citizen of Australia too. I wonder, is that right?
Yeah.
But what are friends and family in Hong Kong telling you about their situation? I mean, do they want to leave?
A large number of Hong Kong people do want to leave if the situation get worse. So, because as you all know, the national security law was just enacted a few days ago, and the police has already arrested more than 300 people in some peaceful demonstrations and protests. We all can see the situation is worsening every day. So if the police continue its crackdown on like normal civilians, then very likely they may leave Hong Kong in maybe a year or two.
Were you surprised? Now, I don't want to dwell upon this, but I thought it was rather surprising that people were still demonstrating with placards saying, in effect calling for independence and calling upon the US and the UK to, in effect, observe and, you know, semi-intervene. I mean, that's extraordinarily, that's folly, isn't it, to be doing things like that?
Yeah, because essentially I think Hong Kongers are quite hopeless right now because their government isn't doing anything to compromise. The government isn't listening to the people's demand. The government isn't respecting their fundamental human rights that should be protected, which is based on the basic law in Hong Kong. So all they can do is to ask for foreign help from probably the UK, US, and Australia. Yeah.
Of course, Hong Kong citizens already in Australia could potentially apply under this program as well, couldn't they? Are they trying to apply people who are here, in your knowledge, for fast-track residency or Australian citizenship?
I do know some people may be interested in this kind of applications because they may not consider returning back to Hong Kong given what is happening in Hong Kong. So it would be great if there's a fast track for them.
How quickly are people moving to be ready to go? We talked yesterday to a leading businessman who said it had a similar feeling to the pre-handover period, which of course then people calm down after that. I mean, and some people are suggesting that will happen now. What's your instinct?
In terms of how quickly people are moving, I think it depends on their ages. If they are like around my age, like for university students, they may consider moving to another country for like a master degree and then eventually migrate to another country. But for people who have families in Hong Kong, I think it takes time for them to move like their assets, their children, stuff like that, maybe in a few years.
Does all of this, has it changed your decisions about whether to stay or go? Because you really, you love Hong Kong too, don't you?
Yeah, I think we all love Hong Kong, but given the current situation, I think it's quite unlikely for us to stay protesting in Hong Kong because not only the government is not listening, but our threats are really under, our life are really under threats currently. So I think leaving Hong Kong would be a better choice right now. Yeah.
James Chan, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
All good. Thank you.
And just a reminder too that Hong Kong is home to the second largest group of Australian expats, 100,000 there. So this has got quite wide ramifications.